This is regional news coverage from the KBIA newsroom. I'm Nick Gass. Starting tomorrow, the University of Missouri-St. Louis will host a conference on consilience. Veronique LaCapra explains.
UMSL evolutionary ecologist and conference co-organizer Patty Parker says consilience is the idea that certain universal concepts hold true across disciplines, from biology to the social sciences to the humanities.
Why do we think like we do? Why do we appreciate art? Why do we have religion? And there are these common themes that have emerged as you look across disciplines that address each of those things.
Parker says one of the topics to be discussed at the conference is the role of evolutionary theory in explaining human behavior and culture. The conference keynote speaker is ecologist Edward O. Wilson, who founded the field of sociobiology. I'm Veronique LaCapra.
Phone companies would have to help Missouri law enforcement agencies locate cell phone callers in emergency situations. That's under new legislation moving through the state Senate. Cell phone companies can already provide such information voluntarily, but this bill would make it a legal requirement to do so when a law enforcement agency asks. It would also prohibit lawsuits against phone companies for doing so. The measure passed by the House last month has been endorsed by a Senate Commerce panel. It will now go to the full Senate. University of Missouri system administrators are considering options for restoring Providence Point, the 12,000-square-foot home for the system president. In a press release issued today, the UM system says routine work at the house by the facilities department uncovered mold and other compliance issues with the fireplace, electrical system, and the stairwell. The house was undergoing regular preparation for Tim Wolf, the new system president, who is expected to move in, but now will require more funds. In addition to these issues that require immediate attention, administrators say the 43-year-old house needs more exterior improvements. The university estimates the total out-of-pocket cost to be around $88,000. The report released today also says the cost will be covered by grant funds or earnings from investment income. Nothing will be paid from tuition revenue or state appropriations. In the meantime, UM System President Tim Wolf will be provided temporary housing. A Missouri Senate committee is mulling legislation that would make CPR training a requirement from graduating from high schools. The bill has already passed the House and would take effect starting in the fall of 2014. Supporters say it could save lives by increasing the number of people who can perform cardiopulmonary resuscitation. The training would be based on national guidelines for emergency cardiovascular care and include hands-on practice and testing. First responders could provide the training under agreements with individual schools. However, the legislation does not require that the instructors be specially certified. Jefferson City Public Schools is negotiating with Lincoln University and Linn State Technical College as part of a plan to build a new high school to replace the old facility. A district spokesperson says the hope is to sell the current 30-acre campus, including Adkins Stadium and Nichols Career Center, to the two colleges. The proposal is to build a new $70 million high school on 100 acres of land located in the Lafayette Street Stadium Boulevard area. David Luther, the assistant to the superintendent for Jefferson City Public Schools, says the negotiations are still in the beginning stages.
No one has even spoken about the cost involved. You know, we had conversations with Dr. Mahoney from Lincoln and Dr. Claycomb from Linn State, and they gave us permission to talk about this publicly. And so we believe that there's mutual interest and there's actually a win-win-win situation here.
This plan is dependent on an April 2013 bond issue. The new school would serve students in grades 9 through 12 and would include athletic facilities for all sports directly adjacent to the new campus. Representatives from the two colleges said it was too early to comment on the negotiations. Agribusiness Development Team 5 returned to the U.S. today from an 11-month tour in Afghanistan. The Missouri National Guard team was tasked with helping Afghan citizens improve their agriculture practices. Team Commander Brent Beckley says the goal was to help the citizens manage their own agriculture business. He says they have the knowledge and ability to grow their own crops, but lack experience in running a government office for agriculture.
There's a lot of processes they just have forgotten over time or just don't know how to do because of all the previous periods of war and destruction.
The agribusiness development project started in 2008. A second team from Missouri is still in Afghanistan, and the project is expected to continue. For KBIA News, I'm Nick Gass.